The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud him with thunder. Light in his eyes shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him. Then we shall behold him. We shall behold him face to face in all of his glory. We shall behold him. We shall
listen to this startling statement. Wicked people live out only half of their days. Now listen to that. Wicked people live out only half of their days. Don't miss this hour. I really believe it can change a lot of lives.
Angels shall sound the shout of his coming, the sleeping shall rise from their slumbering place.
You'll hear the last of that at the end of this great broadcast. I'm telling you, I love these kind of truths, and I love a song like that, and I hope it blessed you and made you aware of where we're living. Now listen, the subject today, wicked people live out only half of their days. Wicked people live out only half of their days. Now, that's a Bible truth. That's a great truth of Holy Scripture. It's a fearful thing. It's an awesome thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And the only thing, the only one thing, the only one protection, the only one security you have is the saving blood and the saving life of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now that saving blood, that saving life will change your life and make a new creature out of you. And if it has not made a new creature out of you, then all you have is the echo. All you have is the things you talk about. All you have is a mental kind of relationship, a mental kind of place with God. And I'm here today to tell you that you've got to have a genuine born-again experience. You've got to be made a new creature. And you will be made a new creature if Christ takes over your life. And if you get into heaven, you'll get into heaven because blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Those are Jesus' words, by the way, Matthew chapter 5, one of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Oh, he'll make your heart so pure. I preached last Sunday, and I love that sermon. I'd had it up this week if we'd got the internet all straight, but it will be straight this week. I believe that with all of my heart. We changed, of course, to a new CC Com here in our town will be hosting our program, and they're working hard. They really have labored intently, and it will be all perfect before it's over with, and I'm excited. But let me give you the scripture I preached from last Sunday. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, the contrast of our broadcast today between wicked people who live out only half of their days and the life that is given in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, it is indeed so beautiful, so indescribable. I don't know the right words to use. Magnificent, fabulous, wonderful, glorious, living in Christ is the most wonderful life on the face of this earth. There's nothing like it. You were created for it. You wasn't created to live in sin, lying and cheating and stealing and cussing and swearing and fornicating, committing adultery, drinking and drugging it. No, you wasn't created for that. You were created for a life of beauty, a life marvelous indeed, shining in the graces of the Son of God. And today we're going to talk about that contrast. Nothing is more shattering than to see what sin does to an individual and to their family. That's what breaks my heart. To their family, to their children, to their grandchildren. Sin is a devastating power. Now, let me read you what the Bible says. I don't want you to finish the program today and not know what the Bible says. The book of Psalms, division 55, verse 23. But thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Talking about the wicked. Thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. You know, I had never read that. Until I heard that, well, I had read it. But I never had the comprehension of that until last Sunday when one of my Sunday school teachers, dear man, Marlon Clark, quoted that scripture. And I said, wait a minute, is that a Bible verse? He said, yes, it is. I said, find it for me. That's the name of next Saturday's broadcast. I knew it immediately, instinctively. By the leadership of the Holy Ghost, I knew that was it. And it is it. And I pray it will change your life today. I really do. I want you to know the truth. And let me take you to Proverbs. David speaking a while ago. Now Solomon talks. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The years of the wicked shall be shortened. Now, you living in sin and filth and fornication, adultery, drugs and alcohol, beer, wine, whatever. You living in that stuff. All you're doing is just chopping years off of the end of your life. You're driving nails in your coffin. You're preparing your way to the graveyard. You're getting yourself ready to die much younger than God ever intended for you to die. And I'm telling you, that's why you need to turn from sin. You need to turn from sin. Well, there's other reasons, mainly because Jesus loved you enough to die for you. Jesus gave his own life for you. The Father gave his Son for you. Heaven gave up the Lord, the Prince of Heaven, for 33 years for you. I mean, the angels wept as he was crucified, I'm sure, on Calvary's tree. And he did it for you. And that's the first reason. But the second reason is certainly your sins are going to make a mess out of you. Your sins are going to drive you to the graveyard. They're going to make a crippled person out of you. They're going to reduce you to a to a halfway life, to a scum of life. Sin is a horrible, dark thing. And you've got to hear me today. You really have. And that's a doctrine today that grips our world. The original name back many years ago was antinomianism. Antinomianism. You ever heard that word? You probably haven't. Antinomianism. That means without the law. That means you don't have to live by laws. You don't have to live by commandments. You don't have to keep what God says you ought to keep. You don't have to do that. You're saved by grace, and you can live like you please. Well, that didn't come from Jesus. Didn't come from the Bible. It came from these preachers of our generation who want to build a great, magnificent, memorial to themselves. They want to live in million-dollar houses and drive all their fleet of cars and bring in the millions of bucks. And so they appeal to the base things of human life, the base desires of human conduct, the base desires of this old sinful nature, and tell people they can go to heaven just by believing. They don't have to live it. Well, they are lying to you, if I may say it very plainly. And I want you to join me today in talking about it. I want to hear your questions. I mean, I don't care how rough they are, how tough they are. I want to hear your questions, and I want us to get in the middle of this subject, and I want us to really learn something from this Holy Bible. I mean, with all my heart, I want us to learn something from this Holy Bible. Now, I open wide the internet for you to email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. And the phone number, a new phone system here, and we'll soon have us on, if the Lord will, 2 weeks from today, we'll be on camera right here on the broadcast. All the way in Africa, in Australia, in New Zealand, and the states, the nations of England, the Middle East, Russia, and all the nations up in the north of Israel, and the nations of Africa, the nations of South America will be able to hear this broadcast and see this broadcast. Isn't that going to be wonderful? I'm excited about it, really. Do I need your money, your financial help? I really do. You know, I made a appeal 2 weeks and hadn't got very far, but I'm going to get your attention this week, today if I can. Now listen, the number to call, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. That's the toll free all over America and Canada. That doesn't reach into other nations of other continents, but America and Canada, 1-800-338-7884. And then anywhere in the world, and of course locally, well, in the world, you got to dial codes to get out of your country and get in this country, and that's different for different countries, so I don't try to give them, but you can get them from your supplier, your telephone supplier. But the number is 704-391-0588. Local here, 391-0588. Now grab your phone. I want to hear from you. Grab your phone. I want to hear from you. Kenneth, you got through today. It's all getting straight. That's a dear man that always sends me a thumbs up that the internet is open and live. Okay? And thank you. Kenneth, for that. I'm glad you got through. Been a little problem as we've been going through this transition of a new streamer, a new company doing the streaming, and a new company doing the hosting of our site, and a new company doing the sending out of the emails. That's the one thing that's not working well yet, but it will be shortly, because there's some good people working on it. So you just be patient, okay? All right, now, the numbers to call, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-33-TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H. You're going to get nothing but the truth when you call here. I live in this Bible. I talk the Bible. I breathe the Bible. I dream with my mind coursing its way through the Bible. I just just believe the Bible is the only way to live. And you'll get that from this broadcast. I believe that with all of my heart. That'll never change. As long as Joe Chambers is sitting here and responsible, it'll never change. Now get your phone in your hand. Okay? 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, how you doing this camera? I'm going to be able to look straight at you and say, now listen to me. You get on that phone and don't you waste our time. You get on the phone now and call. And hey, I need some help today financially. And I'm going to look you in the eye and I'm going to say, you've been sitting there enjoying this program for many years and you've never given. I want you to start helping me with the financial responsibility. And I believe you're going to hear me when I can look you in the eye and smile at you and tell you plain and straight. I'm looking forward to that. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And let me tell you what I'm going to give you today, a booklet. It is outstanding. Apostasy, a Jesuit Priest, and the NIV Bible. Apostasy, a Jesuit Priest, and the NIV Bible. That's my gift today. It will be sent to you if you call and give us your address, or maybe you're on the address list, okay? But do one or the other. Call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. For the wages of sin is death. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a statement. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, let me go back and read, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord, for you and your wife and the work you're doing. I heard you talking about the people telling people how they, you know, live a dirty, rotten life, and that makes my blood boil when I hear about that sin a little bit every day doctrine and all that. You don't have to keep the commandments just because, you know, and all that kind of lines.
How in the world do those preachers live with themselves when they preach that?
I don't know. There's one certain fellow, I won't call his name on the radio, got one of the biggest churches in Atlanta.
Oh, you're talking about Charles Stanley. He don't know anything but eternal security.
Yeah, I know it. He read.
Did you know his granddaddy started the Pentecostal Holiness Church in Danville, Virginia, and he was raised as a young boy as a Pentecostal? And I read in his book some time ago where he said he left the Pentecostal church, he went to the Baptist because they had more pretty girls. He actually said that in his own book. I thought that's amazing that he would admit that.
Yeah, well, what I was fixing to say, he read a something out of the Bible. He's using that ONIV thing now, I think. He don't use the regular King James Version.
Well, the NIV is very adaptable to postmillennialism and these new doctrines.
But anyhow, he's reading that scripture in the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation, where he's talking about if you take away from the word of God or add back to it, God will take the name out of Lamb's book of life and he'll add the plagues to you. He read that word of God straight out to the people. You know what he said?
What?
God won't take your name out of Lamb's book of life. Said he's justified you, caused you and raised you up. Said he ain't going to do that.
Let me read that verse. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of the prophecy, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. If he said that was not real, then he just disagreed with the Bible. And so he's going to miss heaven himself if he don't repent.
I heard him myself. I heard him when he said it.
Well, I'm sad. I'm sad.
I think it was on the TV when he done that.
I'm very sad. Let's pray for him. What do you say?
Yeah, that's what we need to do. God show that man, because that's very deceiving. That's a lot of blood's going to be on somebody's hands, and then, you know, in the end.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Thank you for calling, dear friend. Hey, I want to give you this free gift today, so you hang on, okay? I'm going to put you on hold. Ladies, this man is on line one. Somebody grab him, and we'll just bless him. We really will. We'll do everything we can to bless him. Let's go to the internet while you're calling, and the phones are ringing. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Here's a question on the internet, okay? Before the flood, men of God lived hundreds of years. Of course, we inherited sin through Adam, but sin has continued to grow worse. Is this the reason mankind no longer lives as long as the original men? It certainly is. That's one of the reasons. Of course, you understand the flood. Before the flood, there was this great shield that covered over the entire earth, a blanket of moisture, a blanket of waters, really, and shielded the earth from all the destructive rays of the sun, and so man just lived longer because the earth was conducive to that. But sin started a slow eroding, and the flood then multiplied that many times over. And so now 100 years is about max. Most people live to be 70 and 80, depending on how they live, and the people who live in sin will cut their life in half. Now, I perceive that as being this way. If you're a good man living decent, and all of a sudden you see some woman that you start lusting after, and you start fornicating with her, then you leave your wife and you marry this fornicator. You were fornicated too, of course. And these two fornicators get married, and then they live in adultery, and their life starts downhill. It may be a few years, but from the moment that you eat the forbidden fruit, you can depend the rest of your life, if you continue now in sin, will be cut in half. The rest of your life will be cut in half. I know people, I see them, and they are 20 years younger than I, and they look 20 years older than I. And that's not to brag on me. I'm nothing. The grace of God alone hath made me holy and pure. The wife and I are almost 80. We just had the flu bug, but we went out last night for dinner and celebrated that we were well. I mean, we could feel it and we eat like we were well. I'm here to tell you, we really did. And it was really special. It really was special. Now, call us. I don't want to spend a bit of moment wasting. I want to give you this article, very important article, okay? Very important, on apostasy, a Jesuit priest, and the NIV Bible. I want to tell you about this Jesuit priest. They were thinking he's going to be the Pope, but he didn't make it. He's now dead. And he was part of the NIV, part of the Bible translation crowd that brought us the NIV through the corrupted Greek. Now corrupted English. I mean, it really is a very terribly corrupted Bible. Really horrible. They got a book, The Making of a Contemporary Bible. I have that book. I loaned it and had to order me another one. It really reveals how apostate that whole crowd were. They really were a bunch of apostates. And I'm not going to say there wasn't some decent people among those who worked on it. I presume there was. I don't know who all they were. But I can tell you, the key ones were truly apostate. And it's so sad to see that. Well, I want to give you this booklet because I documented it. I have documented it. You will be amazed at this book. You will be amazed at this booklet I'm giving you now. And the name of it is Apostasy, a Jesuit Priest and the NIV Bible. Now grab your phone, I'll grab your mouse, and immediately order it for yourself. Do it now. Do it quickly, okay? Don't wait. Do it now and do it quickly, because I want you to have it. I want you to have it. I really do. You are very important. So call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I'm waiting to hear from you. I got questions now, but I want the phone to ring because I love to answer the phone on the program. There are several examples in the Bible where people and nations repented and God postponed judgment. Right. Was that just a promise to Israel, or would that work for America today? That would work for America today. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. You can't be redeemed from destruction if you haven't started on destruction. So, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. God is a God of great and wonderful tender mercies. I'm telling you, He is a God of great and wonderful tender mercies. Now grab your phone. Don't wait around. Quickly and call. I want to hear from you, and I want to hear your statement, and I want to talk about this whole business of what sin does, how dark sin is, how sin will reduce you to an absolute creature. Listen to this. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And Jesus made it plain concerning that Old Testament, the Ten Commandments and the laws of God. He said, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise," that's of the Bible, "shall pass away from the law." That's the Torah. The first five books of the Bible, till all be fulfilled. I'm going to tell you something. You can't throw away that Old Testament. If you do, it's going to damn your soul. I'm telling you. Those Ten Commandments are commandments. If you don't believe the Ten Commandments, that means you can adulter, you can commit adultery, you can lie, you can cheat, you can steal, you can be the scum of the earth and still go to heaven just because you've got an intellectual ability to believe that Jesus died on the cross for sin, for the sins of the people. Come on, my brother. Come on, my friends. Let's get the truth and live in the truth. And let me take a call here. I'm trying to find out which ones are waiting for me. This new phone don't make as good of a signal for me as the other signals used to make. But I'll find it here. May I help you, please? Well, let me get the phone up. You got? No, that's not the right one. Can I help you, please? Well, all I'm getting is busy. I'm sorry, folks. I don't know what's going on, but this I may have to learn a little more about this system I've got. You on the air? May I help you, please? Well, I'm not on the air. Now, y'all have got to put them on hold for me. All the lines are busy, but nobody's talking to me. Are you there? Are you there, my friend? Hello, my friend. Are you there? Nope. Okay. I don't know what I did, but we'll get it straight. Put them on hold and let me know, folks, because I'm not seeing it as good. This new system is a little different, and my phone is not, the lights are not as bright, and you get 80, you don't see as well as you used to, and so it's just the way it is. You are on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? Oh, you want to order? Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and they'll take care of you. Line one, ladies, and they'll get this dear lady. And in a minute here, I think I'll find out this thing. Now you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, Brother Chambers, I just called to let you ask your friend, have you heard the latest deal? I heard this yesterday on a Christian Talk radio program that what Obama has done with the Internet. He has signed it into law. In 2015, next year, short of the rapture, the Internet will no longer be under the control of the United States. We control it now. We pretty well make the rules. And it's pretty well free. The only thing you have to pay is a carrier to bring it into your home or to, you know, your business. And
who will control it?
It's going to be turned over to a group of international nations. They named China and Russia. And they said that the Internet probably will no longer be free for us, that you'll have to pay some kind of tax to get it, a fee to get it.
Where did you hear this?
Okay, if you want to hear that program.
No, I don't tell us now. You send me an email, okay? I don't announce things until I've checked them out. So send me an email, and I'll take a look at it this week, and I'll read it. And if that's true, I will really start ballyhooing it.
Yes, sir. It's, I heard it on the Belmont station yesterday, 12:07.
Let me tell you, what is about to happen all over this world is so scary, it's overwhelming. Do you know that the Pope is making a new plea now? He's a real, a real benevolent figure, and he wants to get all the Protestants back into the fold. and he's making a real appeal, and they're going after them. I understand there was just a big meeting in Kenneth Copeland's, some one of his great big meetings, where they had a Catholic person there, and they all applauded and got all excited about going home to the Catholic Church. My friend, I'm telling you, we are facing the most awesome hour of human history.
I agree with that 100%, and I'm like you, the rapture's got to be right around the
corner. Oh, it's got to be, and I'm so excited. Do you like the idea of me going on camera so everybody that with their internet and those who listen by radio can cut on your internet and see the program while you listen by radio? You can keep listening by radio, but then you'll know if there's a ball game or something, you'll know what you can do to hear it anyway in spite of your station being off the air or something, and everybody needs to get used to the internet, and we need to pray that God will keep it free for us and keep people like Obama out of it, because his best name is the Destroyer. Obama the Destroyer. He has done everything he can to destroy anything decent in America. They don't get any worse. I'm praying that our good, wonderful black people will learn that and quit being a part of that mess.
I agree with that 100%.
And how about Pat Cannon, our mayor this week? Did he not pull a boner? What a rascal. I mean, what a rascal. This guy really did it. And it seemed, you know, when you are a black politician and you're part of the Democrat Party, you need to learn something is wrong. There's a lot of good black people, but they don't want to be part of the Democrat Party no longer. I can tell you that for a fare you well.
That's true. That's correct.
God bless you, sir. Hey, let me give you the gift for today. Will you hang on?
Yes, sir.
Line two, ladies, line two. I think that was my fault a while ago. The ladies will get that. Hold it on line two. Hey, that looks good. I think it's going to work. Call us quickly now. We want to take your call. I want you on the air. Very important to me that I hear from you. Okay? Grab your phone. Let's go to another internet question. I think I've got several waiting on me. I've known people who moved to churches where they just preach God as a God of love. These people say that they have been so beat up in life from all sorts of problems that they need to hear positive and uplifting news on Sunday. What do you say to them? Well, I say amen. I want to hear positive and uplifting news on Sunday. I want to hear how the blood has washed me from my sins, and how my sins no longer have hold upon me, and how no longer I'm bound to fornication and adultery. I want to hear the great message of the gospel, the great hope of the rapture, the great beauty about heaven and the new and the new heaven and the new earth. I want to hear about New Jerusalem. But there's plenty of good news to hear. But of course, you're talking about something different, and I'm kind of being a little bit facetious here. The thing that you've got today is people live in sin, and they don't understand that their problems and all their beat up experiences is their own fault. Mainly, mostly, and many times, not always, we all will be tried. Jesus made it plain that in this world we shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He's overcome the world. And when you live in Christ, you overcome these beat up experiences. You overcome these problem experiences, and you keep your faith real in Christ, and you rise above it, and that's what you want to hear on Sunday. You know what I'm preaching tomorrow, the Lord willing. I'm pretty sure this is it. I'm digging, but I want to preach about God will restore everything the devil has taken. God will restore everything the devil has taken. And I like that sermon. Man, if you want to hear a sermon from the book, I believe this and I'll bless you tomorrow. And so I hope you will come. So there are positive and uplifting sermons, but what they're really saying is they don't want nobody to preach about their sins. And that's what's real bad, my friend. Thank you for that good question. Very good. Let's go here to another direction. Let's see what this question is. Wow. The intro song, "We Shall Behold Him," says everything. Thank you. It does, Elaine. It really does. What a song. When I go to playing songs like that, I get so excited. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull a boner here. Listen.
And those who remain shall be changed.
Woo! face to face hearing.
Than face to face.
I gotta stop there, but I'll go back to it at the end of the program. Hey, let me tell you, friend, we're going to see him in his glory. We're going to see him in his majesty. What a day that's going to be. But you got to live right. You got to get that sin mess out of your life and get yourself in an attitude of godliness and purity. You say, I can't live pure. I know you can't, but Jesus can. That's the picture. The picture is what Jesus does for us. It's not what you do for yourself. It's what Jesus does for you. It's how he changes your life. Now, grab your phone. We're here to answer your questions and hear from you. And if you understand this whole bit of sin and what it does to you, please help me tell everybody you know the power of sin. See, this is the covenant that the Lord has made with us today. Listen to it. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Did you hear that? That's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16, 17, 18. I want you to know something, friend. You got a new covenant in Christ, and that covenant frees you from the power of sin. And God actually puts the laws of sin into your heart. Now, we're not bound to the ecclesiastical laws of the Old Testament. They have to do with the sacrifices and the priesthood and this, that the blood offerings and all of that. Jesus fulfilled that. Jesus completed that, gave it perfection, and now we live by the great standards of righteousness. Did you know that Jesus said, except your righteousness exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will no way enter into the kingdom of heaven? Did you know Jesus said that? He that committeth sin is of the devil, said John, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he may take away or destroy the works of the devil. I'm here to tell you the devil has had a crippling blow from Jesus Christ, the great Redeemer, and all his power to rule you and dominate you and fill you with wickedness and godlessness is broken. He doesn't have the power to do it. He only has the power to do it because you let him, because you love your sins, and you love all that wicked living, and you love all that careless talking and doing, and because you do, Jesus can't do one thing for you. But if you'd get your life right with God and get on your face with Christ and turn it over to him, he will make a world of difference. Do you have any articles or healing and healthy living? Of course I do. Or health products in the bookstore? We sure do. We have wonderful things in our bookstore. Send an email and say, I want the little catalog from your bookstore, and I want an article about healthy and healing and the beauty of God's blessings upon a person. I'm going to get to that in a week or two. I'm going to do a couple of programs on the promises of a healthy life and a healed life and a triumphant life and the joy. It may be that sermon I want to preach tomorrow on God will restore everything the devil has done. If you want to read about that, go to the book of Malachi. The book of Malachi. Let me find it right quick and just read you a statement or two. Man, I enjoy these programs. Can't wait to be on camera looking at you. I mean, I want to look you in the eye and say, come on now, let's quit talking junk and let's live this life like we ought to live it. For God wants to make his abundant blessings real upon us. He wants to pour out his love and his grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then shall they that fear the Lord speak often one to another. That's not the scripture I'm looking for. I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast their fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. That's part of it. That's still not what I really wanted to read. I'm telling you, I don't have it marked in this new Bible, but it is so powerful what God has promised to us to restore everything the caterpillar and the canker worm and all has taken. I mean, destroy every bit of it and return it to you. And I'm looking for that here in this church. I'm looking for you for that here in my life, is a return of God's blessings. So thank you, sir. Send back a request there now for the catalog on supplies we have in our bookstore. I'm talking about health supplies, supplies to make your life more healthy. I really believe in that. I'm committed to it with all my heart. All right, here's another email. Call quickly now, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Please call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Grab your phone. Now, let me tell you before I go to this email question, I am asking you to help me. We're doing a lot of change. We're spending money to make this broadcast better. The expense of radio is still very high, and I need some partners out there. I asked for 10 people to give at least $1,000. I asked for 100 to give at least $100. I asked for 100 to give any amount, and that would be or should be somewhere like $25,000. Will you help me? Everybody out there now, I need you to help me this week. You can call right now and give the ladies your gift if you would like to. Call the number 704-391-0588 or call 1-800-338-7884. And as we get on camera all over the world, I believe we'll get people in all the countries around this globe who are going to start helping us and expanding so we can touch a multitude of people and get them ready for the coming of the Lord. All right, 100 people to give $100. 10 people, 1,000. 100 to give any amount. Would you jump on the phone or jump on the mark and help me out today? Thank you. Now, here's an email. Internet Administration to shift from U.S. to global stage. Wait a minute. The U.S. Commerce Department is relinquishing its hold over the group that manages the internet architecture amid pressure to globalize its functions in the wake of reports about NSA surveillance. That's comes directly from an internet a site here that I have. I can send that to anybody that asks for it, so you can read of your own, okay? That sounds overwhelming. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration, a Commerce Department agency, said Friday it is transitioning the function to the global internet community. Can you believe that? Are you tired of all the junk that the Obama administration has done to this nation? Are you tired of it? Are you ready to vote differently? Are you ready to get yourself straight to understand that you've got a very liberal world out there, and the Democrat Party as a whole, maybe there's a few holdouts that are conservative, I don't know, but as a whole, they've just gone to hell in their philosophy and their thinking and their whole demeanor. And there's some Republicans have done the same. I'm not just a Republican. I'm just an American. I just vote for the person. But you're talking about a crazy world out there. Now, let me hear from you. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I don't see download links for your archives. I don't see download links for your archives. If you go to the front of the website, they're right up at the top of it. You'll see one that says Open Bible Dialogue, one says Sermons, and it's right up there. There's been a little problem, and so some of the pictures are not on the internet right now, but they will be back. Maybe they were hoping to have them back before the program was over today. They aren't back yet. Let me check to make sure I refresh that. Nope, they're not back yet, but they will be, okay? They will be back, so just hang on. But the links are still there. I see them right now. The links are right way up at the top, Open Bible Dialogue. Now, there are some things missing, so it'll be back. They're working on it right now while I'm talking to you, so don't get nervous. Just let me hear from you. You are very important to us. Now, internet, I mean emails, jrc@paulcreek.org. JRC@paulcreek.org. Want to hear from you. You're very, 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 very important. So call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And we're talking today especially about wicked people, ungodly people, lawbreakers, commandment breakers, liars and cheaters and drug addicts and smokers and fornicators and adultery and homosexuality and lesbianism and whatever way you live wicked. It may be 1,000 different ways to live wicked, probably more than 1,000, 1,000,000 different ways to live wicked. But whatever you do, living wicked, you're taking days off your life. You're cutting your life span right down, the Bible says, in half, because you live a wicked life. Now, why would anybody want to live a wicked life? Why would anybody want to live a wicked life? It's so foolish. You're unhappy. You make yourself miserable. You make your family miserable. What do you think Pat, the former mayor of Charlotte, as of, I guess it was Wednesday he resigned, what do you think his family is feeling? Have you prayed for them? You really should. You know, God's able to move on old Pat's heart. I liked him. I thought he was a decent man. I had no idea he would do something like that. And so I've been praying for him. I've been hurting for his family, his mother, who raised him, of course, you know. One of the problems was raising him on the public dole, raising him in you know, these houses, and with the money that the government is willing to pour out on you. They'll give you food stamps. They'll pay all your bills, anything to make you part of their party. And I'm telling you, it really usually destroys the people that live in that world. And that may not have had nothing to do with it. I don't know that. But I do know that Pat really did blow it terrible. And just to be elected 5 months ago and already gone that route, and of course it's very evident it's been a way of life for him. And I do say again, pray. Everybody you know in sin, you pray for them. We're not here putting down sinners. Never on your life do I put down sinners. I'm here to warn sinners. I'm here to tell you what it's doing to you. I'm here to beg you, plead with you. Turn around. Don't continue in this route. You're living in adultery. Get out of that adulterous situation. Get back to your wife or back to your husband. You said they're already married. Then you're going to have to live a life by yourself, because you're the one who made the mess, you know. You make a mess in fornication and adultery. You can make misery for your life in the end. And I'm sorry, but if you'll turn to God, remember what that scripture said. I read it to you. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. He will absolutely dig you out of that destruction. Now, let me go back to my gift today. Very, very important gift. A booklet entitled Apostasy, a Jesuit Priest. Now, the Jesuit priest are the worst of the crowd. You're talking about the secret troops of Nazi. That's what they are for the Catholic Pope. And I'm telling you, popery is blasphemous. It will not save you. It is a dark, dark religion. It is the harlot woman of Revelation 17. No doubt about it. But these Protestant people who are going in the same route, they're part of that same apostate woman, that harlot woman of Revelation 17. Remember, the harlot woman has many children. Who are those children? Those are the charismatics and all the different religious groups that are joining back up with that darkness and that dark religion. You say, Brother Chambers, you're going to say things like this. What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to do? Get on here and preach, you know, something to you that won't save your soul, that will lead you in darkness and cause you to be blinded and cause you to go the wrong direction? I can't do that. Man, I would answer to God for that. I know what the Holy Spirit called me to do. Open Bible Dialogue was called of God to be a watchman on the wall. To sit here on the wall of the church world, the wall of the Jewish world, the political world, the economic world, the wall of the whole economy, the whole world system, and to be a watchman for Christ, and to tell you what the Bible says, to tell you what the scripture is telling us, and to give you the word over and over and over again. Well, the lines are open. We've got nearly 15 minutes, so grab your phone, okay? I want to hear from you. I got much I can read to you. I got much I can I don't need to read. I talk too much without reading, don't I? Apostle Paul could not have echoed the idea of Jesus Christ better than he did in the second letter to Corinthians. Listen to what he said. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Listen to me, sinner. He wants to make a new creature out of you. Old things are passed away. You may used to fornicate and cuss and swear and drink and tell nasty jokes and you know, lust after everything you saw, but old things are passed away. Are you listening to me? You say, Brother Chambers, that's not in the Bible. I know it is. It's in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 and 18. Let me read it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Has given to us. That's what I am. I'm a person, a minister of reconciliation. I'm here to tell you that all your sins can be forgiven right now. I'm here to tell you he'll break the power of homosexuality while I'm talking. I plead the blood of Jesus against every demon that blinds every person listening to me. I claim the power of the Holy Spirit to spread over this internet audience right while I'm talking, and this radio audience right while I'm talking, and bind every old darkness, every blindness, every work of Satan to blind the wicked, to blind the unholy, the ungodly, to blind those who are living in sin, that they may see the light of Christ, that they may understand what their sins are doing to them, and that they may turn around and run as quickly to Jesus as they can find the speed of their feet to go and come to him. I'm telling you, Father, give us a miracle all over my audience, from one end of it to the other, all the way to Australia, all the way to the Ukraine, all the way to South Africa, all the way into South America, all the way into the countries of the world. Let the gospel go in all of its power and its glory and save somebody. Save many somebodies. I'm looking to see hundreds saved right here in Paul Creek Church. There's been a move taking place, and it's been growing. And tomorrow, as I preach on God wants to restore to you what the devil has taken. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Are you? I would say there are multitudes out there who need God to restore to you what the devil has taken from you. And I believe God wants to do it. And he's ready to do it if you will give him a chance. If you will give him an opportunity. God wants to restore to you everything the devil has taken. He wants to give you back all the blessings of heaven. He wants to lift you out of the maguire. I didn't say that word good. Well, the gutter of sin and wickedness and evil, and make a new creature out of you. Hey, I cry out to you, and I'm ready to answer your question. Hey, if you want to call, if there's something on your mind here that I'm not meeting good, let me hear from you. Let me hear from you. If I'm not saying something good, I don't see down. Well, I've read that a while ago. Okay, I'm sorry for that. Let's go to another email here, Matthew 5:30. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not thy whole body should be cast into hell. Now, this person is asking me the question, should we believe Matthew 5:30 literally today? I don't think Jesus ever meant for that to be literal. I think he meant to give you an example that would be so breathtaking that you could not reject the message behind the great example. I mean, when you think about having to cut a hand off to save a soul, see, you don't have to do that today, because the blood of Jesus has replaced that old legalistic approach that was part of many times in the Old Testament legalism of the Pharisees and all of that. No, we don't have to do that. This is, should we cut off our hand, or does this mean not to associate with evil, not with evil friends, that watch worldly cable TV program. Boy, that's a good one. You're right, sir. Anything, I will set no unclean thing before my eyes, one prophet said in the Bible. I will set no unclean thing before my eyes. When you set unclean things before your eyes, you're asking to be destroyed, okay? You're asking to be destroyed. Now, more questions on the internet, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Are you getting that? jrc@paulcreek.org. Let's hear your question. Let's get some questions from anywhere in the world. I'd love to have one right quick from Australia, South Africa, up in Europe, up in Russia. Grab your phone. I know most of them will be listening tonight in the archives, and I trust we'll get it on in time for them because of the difficulties we've had. But it'll be fixed. I promise you that. We've got people working on it that are mighty good, and they know what they're doing. But it's not easy. This website's one huge thing. Many of you don't have no idea how big our website is. 400 and some sermons, 400 and some radio programs, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles, all kinds of ways to reach any of those, all kinds of abilities to respond to our articles, and we can post your response. I mean, it really is massive. And shortly, we've got the man told me yesterday he thought we had 25,000 people on our email list. 25,000. Can you believe that? 25,000. I didn't know it was that big. We're waiting to see. They're trying to get that all straight. It's really one big, huge problem. And once it's all straight, when you get an email, you should get a picture that goes with that article, a couple lines, maybe three, maybe a paragraph from the article, and then a link to go directly to the full article. So it's going to be really massive and wonderful, and I can't wait till it's perfected. And I can't wait until we get all that material in here and we're on video. Now, again, remember, 100 people giving $1,000. Maybe somebody's given $1,000 today. They could come tell me if that's happened. 100 people giving $100, and many of you could do that. In fact, there's probably not many of you who couldn't do that. And I think you ought to be involved, and you ought to help. So get with me. Now, again, order the gift for today. It's a very powerful gift. It really is written well. I worked hard on it, and it's all together to be a blessing to you. That's all it's for. Apostasy. You know what that is. That means turning away from the truth. A Jesuit priest and the NIV Bible. There is nothing much worse than the NIV Bible. I can tell you that without a doubt. Nothing much worse. It is terrible. It is absolutely horrible. Now, let me hear from you. I'm right here braining you everything I know how to brain you. Listen to what James said about people who think you can believe and live like you please. Listen to this. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seeing thou then how faith wrought with his works, and by works can faith, or was faith made perfect. What a message. The devil has been defeated. Did you know that? The devil has been defeated. Sin is a horrible thing. Sin will do great devastation to you. Sin will do great devastation to you. You will be amazed at what the power of sin does to your life. Lamentation 1:8, America and other nations now lack Jerusalem. I can believe that. We'll go to that in a minute. Let's take another here. The Bible says that God removes our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. At the same time, it says we will give an account for every word or deed. So if God forgives us, will God call me to account for my deeds, or will he forget them? All right, let's look at that. That's a great question. Every deed you perform before you were washed in the blood and before you repented and turned to God away from that sin has been removed. It's been forgiven. It is gone. It has been removed as far as the east is from the west. Now, if you go back in sin, you're going to have to answer for that sin. And if you don't repent, it will damn you. If you do repent after you've lived for Christ and lived a holy life, there is some sins that people do after knowing all the truth and knowing all the right way and doing right and doing right and doing wrong and doing right and doing wrong. They keep playing games with it. There comes a point where you're going to answer for all that mess. Even if you get right with God and go to heaven, you're still going to answer. So it's a multiplicity of answers to that great question. It depends on you, really. How are you going to live? How are you going to act? And what are you going to do? And you are on the line. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just grand.
Okay. I just want to ask you a question. I just want to know, for the man in the pulpit, is
paid? For the man what now?
For the ministers to get paid.
For the ministers to get saved?
Yes, sir.
Did I say that?
No, I'll ask him the question. So we paid the minister to speak.
I'm having trouble understanding exactly what you're saying. Try to say that to me again and be real careful, will you?
Okay, the question I'm asking you, so we paid the minister to speak in the pulpit.
Do we pay them?
Yes.
Sure, a minister should be paid. The Bible said the laborer is worthy of his hire. A good minister, pastor in a church, serving that church devotedly, ought to receive a decent salary in comparison with the members of that congregation. Evangelist who goes from place to place, we should take care of them and provide for their travel and provide for the livelihood of their family. Absolutely. Do you agree with that?
Thank you so much. Thank you, okay?
I'm delighted, sir. I'm delighted. Thank you for that question. A little off the subject, but too important for me not to answer. Now, give us a call, 1-800-338-7884, okay? Call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Time's gone here almost. Hey, you didn't order the gift for today. I'm really sad. Please order that. Apostasy. You know what that is? Turning away from the truth. A Jesuit priest and the NIV Bible. The NIV Bible. That's that new international version. It's now removed God from being a he and made him a whatever. You know, it is really a terrible Bible. It's worse than terrible. It's blasphemous. It's an abomination. And I expose it, and you can get the booklet by simply calling, and the ladies will send it to you, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Don't forget the gifts that I'm asking you to share with us, the burden of this ministry. I really need a miracle this week. I really need a miracle this week. Are you willing to help me have a miracle this week? I believe you are able. I believe you can. I pray that you will. I love you. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Toll free 1-800-338-7884. Listen, I love you. See you next week. See you tomorrow. Remember tomorrow. The Lord wants to restore everything the devil has stole from you. The devil's a liar and he's defeated.